I think we'd have to take about a 2-hour break to milk this out till noon, but I'm in favor of just keeping on rolling if everybody else is. We'd go to, Tom, are you ready to talk about item number 29, the future habitat update?
I am, Mr. Chair, and I would ask to pose the question to you, since we're in the on the agenda of action items, would you like to finish up the two resolutions from the two petitions yesterday so your action items are concluded and then we can finish off with the information items?
Sure.
Would that work for you?
Yeah, that works perfect.
I do believe that you should all have copies of two resolutions, 21-01 and 21-02, in respect to the two petitions that you voted on yesterday. And so, Mr. Chair and Commission members, Resolution 21-01 is in respect to the fluorescent orange requirements brought forward by Mr. Cody Warren. In the resolution here, if you go towards the bottom half of the page, there are a couple of whereas statements. Where number one, it talks about the fluorescent orange requirements are currently in codified law, which requires the one garment to be worn. The second whereas talks about, we had the conversation about safety precautions and how that pertains to the existing regulations in place. The next two whereases talks about the challenges not only of the individual hunter to make sure they have the minimum square requirement if we were to go down that path, and then the second part of that is respect to law enforcement staff having some of those challenges to assure that if you went to a minimum square inch requirement that they are fully complying with those regulations. So, Mr. Chairman and Commission, if this resolution fits your conversations yesterday and your denial, we would ask for your concurrence to pass Resolution 21-01.
Any questions on that before we have a motion? Okay. Chair, to entertain a motion for passage of Resolution Number 2101.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Sharp. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now on to 2102.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair. Again, this is in respect to the petition brought forward by Mr. Kyle Sipma, asking for some changes to the preference point system within big game lotteries. Again, if you go to the bottom half of the resolution page there, talks about the fact that there are preference points currently in place for the limited draw licenses for the various seasons. The conversation that you all had that there could be numerous ways to make modifications to the preference points, which would have both pros and cons regardless which type of approach you would take. In particular, what we talk about here though is that the fact that we have gone through 2 years of the 3 years of the new draw system. After the 2021 deer season, we're going to come back to you with a full assessment and evaluation of how well that system is working, what adjustments should or we should consider incorporating to that, which could include, obviously, preference points adjustments as well. And that was the primary emphasis and basis of the denial of the petition. And so if those, again, meet your conversations and what you had all talked about, we would ask for you to pass Resolution 21-02.
Very well. Any questions or comments on that? If not, there's been a motion by
so moved.
Commissioner Locken and seconded by Commissioner Bees. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Tom, for getting those out of the way.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And we can move on to number 29. It's all right, deal.
Very good. 29, this will be a brief briefing. How's that for conciseness this morning? But we've been talking about priorities in the organization and the agency, and one of our top priorities, if not the top priority, is habitat and access moving forward. We talk about getting folks out in the field. We talk about the experiences that we provide in the great state of South Dakota. And at the end of the day, where all those eventually come to are habitat and access, that we have the habitat for the critters out there that we're trying to enhance or provide the necessary habitat for to get through an annual life cycle. We're talking about access opportunities for our sportsmen and women to have places to go hunt and fish. So in respect to the future of habitat, and I will include access in this update as well, we are asking the questions internally right now, how can we do more? How can we do it better? How can we do it more efficiently? And there's a lot to that. And our focus right now, obviously, is the habitat programs and projects that we as an agency offer, both for private lands and public lands, and our various access programs. So what we are doing currently is having some ongoing discussions and asking those questions of our staff. When we look at our habitat efforts, how can we do more? And what does that look like, and what would it take to do more? Obviously, the first two things that come to mind are the dollars or resources to do more and the manpower to do more. So we're asking questions to our staff of what do we want to do more of? What do we want to make adjustments to our current programs? What new programs should we be offering? The question could also be of existing programs, do we continue those? And so it's a full gamut and assessment of what we're doing for habitat and access. And we're asking for ideas and input from our staff, and then we're going to roll all of that up into an actual plan for our agency and with implementation here in the near future. But our first step is to get ideas and suggestions. We have a lot of talented, a lot of very experienced staff out there when it comes to habitat and access, and we want to get all those ideas together and then put it into a plan. And once we have a plan put together, we will come back and have that further discussion with you and give you a more detailed approach to that plan and what that would look like moving into the future. And again, what that may mean for reprioritization of efforts and programs and projects within the department, to the resources needed to do that, to the manpower or contractual services to get that type of work done. So just wanted to provide you a quick update on what we're doing, what we're looking at from habitat and access, an internal process right now, and then we're going to come forward to you with a plan. And I'm hopeful that we can even bring some, if not the full plan, but at least the skeleton of that plan at the March meeting as well. So we'll plan to provide you another update then. We're putting this on the fast track because time is of essence, and we want to do more, and we want to do more quickly. We just need to figure out what that looks like and how we get that done. So with that, Mr. Chair, I will end my briefing, but just wanted to give you an update of what we're looking at and what we're trying to do moving into the future.